Hallelujah. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. This is the day that you have made, Lord, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. We thank you for waking us up, oh God. We thank you for our right mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the roof over our head, the air in our bodies, the air in our lungs, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for meeting our every need, oh God, as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, knowing that everything else will be added unto us. Lord, we thank you, oh God, and we praise you, and we worship you, oh God. You alone are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we just thank you because you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. God, we thank you, Lord, for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die so that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. Lord, we repent of our sins. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, Father God, of our transgressions, our iniquities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you, Lord. We come to you, Lord, thanking you, hallelujah, because you loved us, because you first loved us, oh God, even when we didn't love ourselves, you loved us, oh God, even when we didn't know, Father God, which way to go, oh God, you loved us, even when we were lost, oh God, you loved us, oh God, you never gave up on us, and Lord, for that, we are so grateful. We are grateful, oh God, that we are a royal priesthood. We are grateful, oh God, that we are a peculiar people. We are grateful that we are the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath, the head and not the tail, oh God. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we praise you, oh Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come together for this midweek service, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we can come together via the telephone lines and via the internet, oh God, to worship your name, to praise your name, to spread your gospel, to hear a word from you, to be encouraged, oh God, to be, oh God, exhorted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be empowered, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to come together. Lord, bless those who are coming, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Bless those, oh God, who are coming to this service on today. Lord, we just praise you, oh God. You said, oh God, that we should, Father God, forsake not the assembling together of ourselves. And our first, our local assemblies, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for our local churches, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for our pastors, oh God, who are proceeding in those churches, oh God. We thank God for the gifts, oh God, that you have put in place in our lives, oh God, that can nourish us in the word, oh God. So, Lord, we just praise you and we magnify your name for our local assemblies, oh God. Bless every local assembly. Bless every church, oh God, that's open in your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that we can go together to our churches on Sunday, oh God, for the corporate anointing, oh God, for Father God, for the shepherd over our lives, oh God, that can speak into our lives, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for the church on today, God. A church without spot or wrinkle. You said in your word that your son is coming back for the church without spot or wrinkle. So, Lord, we just thank you for the church on today. Have your way. Lord, have your way. We thank you for every person, oh God, who's preaching your gospel on today, God. Lord, continue to word our mouths, oh God. Continue, Father God, to let your words pour forth from our spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless those who will come on today. Let not one person, Father God, leave here the same way that they came, oh God. Let not one person, Father God, leave here without being saved, without being changed, without being renewed, without being born again, without being filled with the power of your Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. So, Lord, we give this service to you and we say, have your way. Have your way. Bless this time that we are here together. Have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Let your will be done on earth as you have already been, as you have already established it to be done in heaven. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time. As we go forward, we ask that you bless this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow, this is the day the Lord has made, and this is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons. I welcome you. We welcome you to our New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church online service. Amen. Hallelujah. This is our first online service, and we welcome you to our service on today. God has given us a command to preach the gospel. Amen. And we are doing that on today, and we just thank God for all of you who have come. We thank God for those of you who are assembling yourselves on the phone lines and in the chat room. We thank God that you thought it not robbery to come this way. We ask that you prepare your hearts to receive what God's going to say to you through the preached word on today. And we welcome you. We are New Creation Christian Ministries. We're located at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. I co-pastor there with my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we invite you to come out on any given Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and any Wednesday. We will be meeting tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., and we just invite you to come out and be a part of what God is doing in the local assembly. We just thank you for coming, and we thank God for you on today, and we give you a holy hug of love. Amen. We just hug you with the love of Jesus on today, knowing that God has a great plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So we welcome you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you. And we're going to go into a worship song right now. And right after that worship song, we're going to hear the preached word. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. Yes, yes. There is a word from the Lord, and we're just excited about what he's doing. Tell somebody, if you know somebody that's been sick and shut in, if you know somebody that hasn't been able to make it to church, or somebody who just wants a word in the middle of the week, then tell them to tune in to the NCCM online service. We're not here to replace your pastor. We're not here to replace your local church. We're here to share in the labor, to hold up the arms of your pastor, to hold up the arms of your shepherd, amen, to help you to make it through the week, amen. And if you don't have a pastor or a church home, just email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com or hit me up on the back end on the inbox of Facebook and let me know where you are, and I will help you find a local assembly. So let us go into praise as we begin to prepare our hearts for the word. Total praise, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if that was something you could hear on your end, but there was a scratching on this end. Amen. Hallelujah. But the psalmist was saying, you are the source of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we got to know today that God is the source of our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can lean on him. Hallelujah. Each and every time. God is worthy. There's none like him. Hallelujah. We just magnify his name on today. We give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. God is worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to praise God right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, knowing that God is able, that God is worthy, that there's none like him, that he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Hallelujah, that God has a great plan for your life, that it's not over. It's not over. Hallelujah, because God truly is the source of your strength, and he has a great plan for you. Hallelujah, so God's plan shall prevail in your life. And I'm just praising God anyway. Some of you need to praise God anyway. My God, you need to praise God in the middle of the trial. You need to praise God when trouble comes. The Lord says rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice when you're going through hard times. Rejoice when it seems like there's no way out. Rejoice when all hell is breaking loose in your life. Rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice anyway. Praise God anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can't, just grab your Bibles. I just feel the Lord in this place. God is moving mightily in this place. Grab your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm telling you, somebody say God is good. God is good. He's good. He's worthy. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's nobody like him. I searched all over. I'm telling you, saints, I have searched all over and I haven't found anybody greater. Nobody greater than my Lord. Nobody greater. Nobody could do me like Jesus. My God, the old saints used to say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. And I'm here to say that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, verse 18. We'll be reading verse 18, and then we'll skip on down to verse 23 and read on to the end, which is verse 29. Matthew chapter 8, verse 18, and verses 23 through 29, and it reads, now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side, verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time. Let us pray. Father, we praise your holy name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, O God. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this service. We thank you, O Lord, for the people assembled here. O God, give us ears to hear, Father God, and a mind to receive what it is that you have to say to us during this particular sermon, O God. We just ask, Father God, that you speak to our hearts, O God. Change lives, save souls, set the captives free, O God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Use me, your woman servant, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to speak to you for a few minutes, for about 15 minutes, on the topic of get back in the boat. Get back in the boat. My God. My God, here in this particular text in the book of Matthew chapter 8, we have Jesus, and he has just finished ministering, and he told the disciples, he said to get into the ship and go to the other side. And as the disciples were in the ship, they got into the ship, and as they were going over unto the other side, there was a great storm that arose. And God wants me just to speak to you on today to let you know that whenever Jesus gives you a commandment for your life, you had better believe, and you need to know that there will be some storms. Not just one storm, but there will be storms in your life to try to come against you, and stop you from getting to your destination. You have to know that there is a set destination that God has already ordained for your life. There's a set purpose and a set plan that God has for your life. And as you are on the path to obey God, to walk towards that destination, to fulfill the purpose for which he has called you, you need to know that there will be some obstacles along the way. There will be some storms. The Bible says that even before Jesus was to get into the boat, that a man came to him and said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. I'm going to follow you wherever you go. And Jesus turned to him and said, follow me. He says, let the dead bury their dead. He was saying, I don't even have a place to lay my head. Jesus told the man, he said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests. He said, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. In other words, what Jesus was saying to this man is that, listen, as you follow me, you need to expect some tough times. You need to know that it's not always going to be easy. Following me, says Jesus, is no bed of roses. And somebody needs to know you're having a hard time. God has called you. You have stepped out and began to walk with God. You have begun to walk in obedience, and you have found yourself in the middle of a storm. And God is saying to you today that he knew when he called you that the storm was going to come. He knew before you began to walk the way that you're walking, to walk the path that you're walking, that there was going to be some storms in your life. And God is saying to you on today that he will never, and he has never put any more on you than you can handle. But just when you think you're about to go under, there's already been provided a way out. Yeah, there's already been provided a way out. And you know, the thing about it is when they came into the storm, the disciples afraid. They were scared. They were scared, and they began to look at Jesus, who was sleeping. And Jesus was sleeping. They said that his head was laying upon the pillow, and he was knocked out. And sometimes it may seem like God is asleep in your life. It might seem like God is not paying attention, but God is paying attention. He knows, you know. And what God is saying is that you need to pay close attention to what happened with Jesus and follow Jesus' example and go ahead and get you some rest. You need to go ahead and get you some sleep, even in the middle of the storm, even as trouble is brewing, even in the middle of hard times. God is saying, don't worry. Don't you worry about a thing, because he has things covered in your life. He has everything covered as long as you have Jesus in the boat. That's what I'm saying. You got to have Jesus on board, you know, so that you can know that even if Jesus seems to be sleeping, that God is still paying attention in the middle of your situation. Yeah, the storm came. The storm came, but the disciples got scared and woke Jesus up and said, don't you care that we perish? And Jesus looked at them and said, why are you afraid? Ye of little faith. And God wants to know today, you to know today, that it's time to increase your faith. It's time to increase your faith and step out into the deep. No longer are you going to be able to play it safe. God says it's time for you to take some risk for him, for his name's sake. It's time for you to get out into the deep with Jesus. It's time for you to call out into the deep. The Bible says that deep calleth unto deep. You know, we need to get into the deeper things of God and stop playing around the edges and stop playing in the shallow water, but we need to get in and get let that anointing overwhelm us. See, there's an anointing in God that wants to come in and overwhelm you, that wants to come in and take over your life. And God is saying that you got to let me in. You got to let me take over. I want to take over. I don't just want to be there for a security blanket, but I want to be in charge of your life. I want to be in control. Let me be in control, because I'm telling you today that Jesus truly is the master of the storm. And he quieted that storm down, and he said to the waters, peace be still. He said to the winds, peace be still. And God is saying to you on today that he has the power and the ability to quiet the storm in your life at any given moment. God can change your situation in a second. By one word, God can begin to minister to and change and totally reverse your situation. God can quiet the storm. Oh, yes, he can. He is master of the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, ye a little faith. And as they continue on the journey and they got to the other side, they ran into some crazy folk. The Bible says that there were two crazy men, two men who were possessed with demons. And I'm here to tell you on today that as you're on your journey with God, you're going to run into some crazy folk. You're going to run into some people who, you know, it's not them. They're just possessed with demons. My God. They just don't have the things of God in mind for you. They're possessed with the demon of jealousy and the demon of hatred. They're possessed with the demon of competition. My God, some people competing against you. They're possessed with the demon of wishing that they were you. My God, hallelujah, that demon of that's crabs in the barrel spirit. As they see you going up, as they see you making changes in your life, as they see you doing things for the betterment of your life and the lives of your children and the lives of the people that you run into on a daily basis, as they see God using you for his glory, they get to the point where they just can't handle it. They just can't handle it, and they want to pull you down. You know, they want to pull you back into the pit. See, there's some people that can celebrate you while you're in the pit. But don't let you try to get yourself pulled up out of the pit, because as you find yourself pulling yourself up out of the pit, as you find yourself cleaning up your act, as you find yourself moving forward on purpose, as you find yourself buying that new house, getting that car, as you find yourself going for the top of the corporate ladder, starting that business, writing that book, cutting that CD, as you find yourself being about your Father's business, there will be some people that celebrated you when you were down and out, but now that you find yourself getting up and going forward, they can't handle it, and they're going to try to pull you back into the pit. And I'm talking about some crazy folk, crazy people that will tell you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, what they wouldn't do if they were you, the crazy folk, amen. And you got to do like Jesus, amen, and not count it against the folk, amen, but deal with those demons, amen. You got to say, Satan, get behind me, my God. You know, you don't have to get up in people's faces and say, you demon-possessed, and I'm not going to deal with you. You know, some people, you just got to love the hell out of them, my God. We've been called to love, and you just got to love some folk. And some folk, you got to love from a distance, my God. Some people, you just got to say, you know what, I love you, but I'm not going to allow you to stop me from moving forward, to be, do, and have what God has called me to be, do, and have. I'm talking about some crazy folk. And then as you deal with the crazy folk, you're going to have some demons on assignment against your assignment. My God, God has given you an assignment to go to the other side, but as soon as you step foot into purpose, you're going to run into some demons. You're going to run into some demons, and they're going to try to scare you, put fear in your heart, just like the storm. my God, just like the crazy folk try to put fear into your heart and make you believe that you're not adequate. They'll try to mess with your identity. They'll try to make you believe that you don't have the power or the authority to do what it is that God has called you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And you got to just go ahead and move past the demons. May God, my God, don't let the demons stop you. Tell somebody. Somebody tell yourself, I'm not going to let no demons stop me. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop me. And Jesus did not let the demons stop him from fulfilling his purpose for the reason that he went to the other side. Amen. He came there especially for those two men because he knew that they were bound up. My God, I'm running out of time, but I'm getting excited because God knows exactly what has you bound. He knows that you're bound up in certain areas of your life, and Jesus has come into your life today to set you free. My God, when Jesus came, he came to set the captives free. Jesus knew that these two men were bound up, and he had to cast out some demons. And even in your life, God is casting out some demons. And you might say, I don't have no demons, but think about it. You think about yourself, amen, and you work out your own with fear and trembling. You know what your demons are. You might have a demon of fear, a demon of fear, a demon of doubt, a demon of low self-esteem. You might have a demon of jealousy, a demon of guilt, a demon of shame. My God, you know what your demons are, but Jesus has come to set you free. Ha! Huh? Jesus has come to set you free and to cast out your demons. Amen. So let God have his way. Tell yourself, I'm going to let go and let God have his way. Hallelujah. And then finally, what you have to realize is that you got to get back in the boat. You know, after Jesus did what he came to do, after Jesus increased the faith of the disciples in the middle of the storm, after Jesus dealt with the crazy folk, after Jesus cast out the demons, after Jesus finished his assignment on that side of the ocean, he had to get back in the boat and go back to the other side. And that's what God is saying to you on today, that you got to get back in the boat. You got to get back in the boat. My God, God is putting you back in the boat because some of y'all done given up. Somebody done quit. Somebody feels like quitting today. Somebody has sat down on their gifts and said, you know what, I'm not going to try any longer because every time I try, I mess up. Every time I try, I fail. Every time I try, something else happens. Every time I try to move forward with God, worse things happen. It was better for me when I was in the world. And I'm telling you to get back in the boat. You know how sometimes you fall off the horse and you have to get back in the saddle? God is telling you on today to get back in the boat. It's too soon to quit. You haven't gotten the victory yet. It's time to get back into the boat. Get back into the boat. Gird up your loins. Get your power back. Get your strength back. Get your joy back. Get your zeal back and get back into the boat because God still has a great plan for your life. It's not over until God says it's over. It's not over. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. You have not served God to the best of your ability yet. You didn't get the house yet. You didn't get the car yet. You haven't gotten the promotion yet. I know they're crazy. I know your coworkers are crazy. I know people acting like they don't have good sense, but God is telling you today to get back into the boat. I know the doctor's report is coming out contrary to what you believed. I know that the man of God, the woman of God prayed the prayer of faith and said that you were healed and you're not feeling like you're healed today. I know that you feel like you don't have no peace. I know your kids are acting crazy. I know that it might not seem like you have enough money to pay your bills, but I'm telling you today that God is saying for you not to give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel, but it's time for you to get back into the boat. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And if God said that you were going to go to the other side, then you better believe that you're going to get there. You're going to get to the other side. And as God takes you to the other side, believe me, he is going to take you back God's going to take you to back the way that you came. There's some people that God has prepared a table before you in the presence of those people, in the presence of your enemies. There are some people that God is taking you back to. God is taking you back. Now, Jesus said, get back into the boat. And they got back into the boat, and they went to back to Capernaum. They went back to Capernaum because there was work to be done in Capernaum. And God is saying to you on today, get back into the boat because he has a work for you to do. He's not finished with you yet. He's taking you back another way, and he's taking you back different. You're not going back the same. So when the storm comes, you're going to be able to stand up in the storm. When the storm comes, you're going to have faith for the storm. And God says today that he is increasing your faith. Go ahead and get back into the boat. Get back in the boat because it's not going to end the same way that it ended before. I know you feel like you failed before, but God says it's not going to end the same way that it ended before. I got to stop. But God is saying to you on today, get your faith back, get your joy back, get your zeal back, and get back into the boat. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is not finished with you yet. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord up in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't quit. Amen. God's not finished with you yet. Hallelujah. I want to pray. Amen. I want to go ahead and pray for somebody who's giving up. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to open the phone lines. But if you need prayer in the chat room, you can just write prayer. If you need prayer on the phone lines, just press 1 and I'll know to pray for you. Amen. You're coming to the altar. This is how you're coming to the altar. Just press 1 or write pray in the chat room. Amen. Or prayer in the chat room. And I'll know to pray for you to be able to get your zeal back, to get back in the boat and to stay on purpose to do the assignment that God has for you to do. Listen, doesn't matter who's celebrating you. Doesn't matter who's hating on you. The plan is for you to know that God is pleased with you. So you go ahead and get back in the boat. Amen. We're going to pray. And then there may be some who need to be saved. You need to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I see your hand. Amen. You might say, I don't know Jesus. I need to know Jesus. If that's you, just raise your hand and we'll pray the prayer of salvation with you. Amen. If you're in the chat room and you need prayer, just say, I need prayer for salvation. Amen. And we'll pray with you to be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us go ahead and pray for that one who has their hand held up to get back into the boat. Father God, I pray for this one who has come to the altar on today. Lord, you said you'd have a great plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Lord, this individual, Father God, has felt themselves getting a little bit weak and weary, Father God, maybe even being afraid, maybe feeling like quitting, oh God. So I pray for this individual right now, Lord, that you will touch him, that you will touch her, Father God, and begin to minister to this person, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is your child, called by your name. You have a great plan for them, oh God. And we know, oh God, that the devil, oh God, cannot stop the plan that you have for them. So, Lord, right now, I pray power. I pray for power. I fill them with power, oh God. And strength, the hand of the Lord, the power of the Lord, overtake them right now. Hallelujah. As they stand at the altar, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for drying every tear. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For mending those broken places, oh God. For even helping them in the area of church hurt, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your hand being upon their life, oh God. And for what you're doing, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, that it's not over. Hallelujah. Even as they stand here at the altar, even as more have come, oh God, and standing at the altar, Lord, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this, Father God, woman of God, who has just come up to the altar, oh God, believing for your hand being a part of her life, oh God. I thank you for doing a new thing, a new thing, a new thing in her life, oh God, and Lord, that you have not forgotten her, oh God, and that you are even encouraging her right now, building her up, touch, 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 lay your hands on her, oh God, lay your hands on her right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Have your way, Father. Have your way. Let your will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And area code 973-849, the Lord wants you to know, hallelujah, that he still has a great plan for your life. And even as I was praying for you, God says he's strengthening you. He's strengthening you. The reason that the devil has tried to kill you is because God has such a great plan and a great purpose for your life. And God wants you not to grow weary. He says don't grow weary in well-doing, because Because in due season, my God, in due season you're going to reap. If you faint not, hallelujah. And area code 973634, the Lord wants you to know to keep hope alive, to hold on. Even when it looks hopeless, God is saying, hold on. God says he's doing a new thing in your life. He says, can you not perceive it? He's doing a new thing. And God says his word will not come back to him void pertaining to your life. So, Father, I thank you for these two at the altar. I thank you, Lord, for your hand upon their lives. I thank you, Lord, for doing a new thing in their lives. I thank you for encouraging them in their faith, oh God. Continue, Father God, to walk with them and talk with them, even as we go down from this place. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to continue to allow your spirit to rest, rule, and abide with them. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for those who have come to the altar on today. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you've already done, oh God, for what you're doing in their lives and what you have already done. For this in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying, look, don't give up. Get back into the boat. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for you to continue to move forward with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to let God have his way. God is not finished with you yet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to bring forth Pastor Anthony Simmons. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony's going to come forth, hallelujah, for our offerings. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. What a powerful word from the Lord. God is so speaking through you today, Pastor Prophet. Somebody needed that word and encouraged and stirred my spirit. It's amazing how even when Elijah the prophet was sent to the widow, he said, I'll provide a widow to provide for you. I believe that person was already in position before Elijah got to that point. And if that person that you spoke to today, if they just keep it moving, keep moving forward by faith, God already positioned the people to write the checks. He's already positioned the people to give them favor. He's already ordained situations to happen in and through our lives that he will be glorified through. So I thank you that word is going to keep somebody's feet going in the right direction. And it's too soon to quit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
And on that note, it's just amazing how the prophet Elijah asked the widow she said, I got just a little bit of oil and a little bit of meal left. My son and I, there's been a real famine in the land. My son and I are going to eat this. And we're going to die. She thought that was going to be their last meal because there was no meat, no water, no resources in the land. The famine was great. But the prophet spoke to the woman of God and said, before you do that, I'm going to leave something for you and your son, but make me first a little cake and bring me a little water. And she obeyed God, and we know the story. The oil never ran out. The bread never ceased. And Elijah was blessed, and this family was blessed. And we're asking right now for you to sow into this ministry. Pastor Rebecca and myself, along with the New Creation Christian Ministry family over in the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey, are asking you for your liberal giving toward this ministry. We recognize we are doing a work, a kingdom work. We have a kingdom assignment destined by God. And it takes money to do ministry. But I also know that when you sow a seed, it'll meet your need. So we're asking you, if you can, sow into this ministry. Send whatever the Lord placed on your heart. You can mail a check, money order, to New Creation Christian Ministries, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. We're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Or you can also send proceeds to nccmonline.org. That's two ways that you can send your donations, your offerings to our ministry to allow us to keep the move of God going. I pray that you are blessed every time Pastor Rebecca get on these airways, every time New Creation is putting something, amen, into the atmosphere that's blessing the body of Christ. We want to keep sowing into the lives of every believer. So help us to help you and help God with your offering today. I'm just so blessed. There is a famine in the land, and Pastor Rebecca, you and I have seen God work miraculously through our lives.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember when the foreclosed notices were coming in and threats to take our home, and we're still in that house 14 years later. I remember where our credit was tore from the floor up. I remember where we faced hardships and difficult times in the past, but God has always shown us divine favor. And I believe that a part of that is because over the years we have sowed, we have tithed, we have been liberal in our giving, and God continues to bless us with money. So we're asking you to honor God through the principles of giving. Giving, it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, till the overflow shall men give into your bosom. So we're asking you to just sow a seed into this ministry. Amen, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. And remember that your tithes belong to your local assembly. Make sure that you are being a blessing to your pastor. Amen. We are not here to replace your pastors. Amen. Hallelujah. But like Pastor Ebony said, sow a seed into this ministry. And we just thank God for you. You can go over to nccmonline.org. There is a donate now button there where you can begin to give. Amen. And it's a blessing to give, because as you give, God will, he says, I give seed to the sower, my God, and bread to the eater. He says you will always, what is the word, Pastor Emily? You will have always have
all sufficiency in all things.
All sufficiency in all things. I like that. I like that. So if you find a ministry that's blessing you, be a blessing to that ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to just give you, by way of announcements, on this upcoming Sunday, we will be having our family, friends, and neighbors day over at New Creation Christian Ministries. We're having two services, and we invite you to come over and be a part of that family, friends, and neighbors day right at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. The services are going to be at 11 o'clock a.m. and also at 3 o'clock p.m., and we will have food. We will have light refreshments, some food there for those who want to stay the whole day, and we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord. We invite you to come out. If you have a church home, then you go to your church home. You can go to your church home in the morning, and you can be with us that afternoon. That is why we're having the 3 o'clock service, because, again, we are definitely working on one accord with the local pastors here in New Jersey. Now, if you don't have a church home, if you don't have a pastor, we invite you to come over. We would love to pastor you. We would love to have you be a part of our family over at 87 First Street, because the Lord is moving mightily throughout the congregation there. So we invite you to come out and be a part of that. This is our first service. This is our first online service, and as you can see, it's 12:48. We are trying to time it to get everything done within that lunch hour, so that you can come in and hear from the Lord and go back and be edified, even if you're on your lunch, amen, to take an hour out of your day. And I pray that the Lord bless you today with the word, amen, hallelujah. So I was doing this during the program, and I realized that, you know, we have a few extra minutes. And I thank God for that. Amen. I just want to take that few minutes and just speak into your life. I see Amelia in the chat room. I just want you to know, woman of God, that God is pleased with you. He wants you to know that he's pleased with you and the work that you and your husband, Danny, are doing. God is pleased with you because he's very concerned about marriage. And God says marriage has been ordained by him. And then right now I even pray for you, and I come against any attacks that might be coming against your marriage. And I just bind up the hand of Satan right now, even off of your marriage. And I declare that God is doing a new thing, even in your marriage, that God is stirring up. You and your husband have the fire between the two of you, and the Lord has allowed you to maintain that fire through the years. And God says he's even going to increase. He's going to increase you because you've been sowing and because you've been pouring out into other people's marriages. God is saying he's going to increase you in your marriage. So I just want you to know, woman of God, that the Lord sees you. He sees your labor, and he sees your sacrifice, my God. And he wants you to know that he is well pleased with you. So go in peace and continue to do what you're doing. God is saying, get back in the boat. And he's saying, keep doing what you're doing. And the devil has come to try to make you quit. But God says, no, because you have saved much people alive because of the hell that you've been through. Because of everything that you've been through, you have saved much people alive. And the Lord wants you to know that he's pleased. So you just continue to move forward and know that you're different. God is changing you. You had to go through what you went through because God is changing you for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want you to, we'll be back next Wednesday, and we're going to close in, the benediction, and I have a song that we're going to go out on worship with. I thank you for coming out. We thank you for coming out for our first online service, and we're going to go before the Lord and pray and see what he says. If you were blessed, let us know that you were blessed. Amen. So we could go forward and hear God. God says we're going to spread the gospel. We're going to save souls and change lives and set the captives free. So we're not going to tarry. We're going to go out from here. Amen. Pastor Emily's going to get a benediction, and I'm going to play another song of worship. And I will see you either tonight. We have our Hour of Power Bible Study. Sunday we have our Family, Friends, and Neighbors Day. And then on Tuesday, sometime during the week, I will be praying, but we will be right back here on Wednesday for our online service. So God bless you. Pastor Emily, if you could just give us the benediction.
Amen. Let us quiet our hearts and our minds, even in the middle of our work day or if we're home doing the Lord's work and taking care of home. Let us look to the author and finisher of our faith. Let us look to Jesus. The peace of God be with you and your family. The joy of the Lord always being your strength, beloved. This world did not give us this joy that we operate in. This world cannot take it away. And the love of God be with you and your family and your endeavors. That agape, unconditional love be yours, hence now and forevermore. And we say amen, which means we agree. Go in peace and let us serve God on a daily basis.
Amen, amen. God bless you, honey. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we want you to know that we love you, that God loves you. Amen. God loves you, and he still has a great plan for your life. So give yourself to the Lord today. Amen. God bless you. For those of you who are not saved, if you just pray this prayer, Father God, I give myself to you. I repent of my sins. Deliver me from evil. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. I receive your forgiveness today, and I receive salvation. In Jesus' name, I declare that I am saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. God bless you. If you got saved, email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com and let me know. Know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless you.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
happen. If a generation embraced it. Come on, tell them, here I am.
Here I am.
Give myself away.